The Obama administration is directing more money, $13.4 million more, towards the huge heroin epidemic in the U.S. And some of that money will go to what's being called an unprecedented partnership between health officials and police. 15 more officers hired and trained in overdose prevention. 15 public health officials hired to work with them to trace the source of heroin in pairs. They'll be spread across 5 high-intensity drug trafficking areas. Tim Cameron is sheriff of rural St. Mary's County in Maryland. He's a member of the Maryland Lieutenant Governor's Heroin Task Force. So, Sheriff Cameron, local officials do this, but now a federal program to team health officials and police. Your thoughts?
It sounds like a great idea to me. One of the things that we know in law enforcement is that we need to improve our data sharing amongst the state, local, and federal enforcement partners that are trying to work towards the problem of heroin trafficking and distribution. The idea of a public health official or an analyst tracking use and thereby movement of heroin will help us to identify those trafficking routes and even the people that are trafficking or distributing heroin.
These analysts are going to collect overdose data. They're going to look for patterns, get intelligence. They're literally acting as intelligence officers to relay that intelligence on. One federal official told the Washington Post it can take months for police to learn that someone from their jurisdiction, Brooklyn, say, is arrested for heroin possession in Burlington, Vermont. Is that the issue, that you don't know where these lines are?
Yeah, exactly. In our profession, sometimes what you don't know is what will deter or be an impediment to your investigation.
Yeah. On the other hand, police officers are going to be better trained in how to prevent overdoses. We've reported on the debate at first over Narcan, an overdose prevention drug, but now officers in 26 states, including yours, Maryland, can legally use this. How important is this, that officers be trained not just to look for criminals, but to help people survive?
Well, it's what we do in law enforcement. Our primary job is to help people and solve problems. Heroin and opiate overdoses are a significant problem, not just in Maryland, but nationwide. And arming officers with Narcan gives them the ability to immediately respond and make a difference in whether or not somebody survives that overdose.
Well, and what is the scope of the problem in Maryland? Your attorney general says heroin's one of the leading causes of death in that state. Kids taking prescription painkillers from parents' medicine cabinets. Where are you on this?
Well, in 2014, for example, we had 96 non-lethal prescription overdose cases, and we had 2 fatal overdose cases. In 2008, we had 102 non-lethal overdoses, but 17 lethal overdoses. Mm. And that opened the door for heroin. So,
yeah. Who are these people?
Well, you know, that was the most alarming thing. When you look at our county, it was certainly not the lowest socioeconomic level of our community. It was in good homes. It was in the affluent portions of our county. And it was young white females. So that was the alarming thing, is our young people were dying from overdoses of heroin. So it took a complete mobilization of our community to realize that we needed to talk about this openly, and that it was not just a law enforcement issue, it's a public health issue.
So we're talking about this pairing of public health officials and police. And by the way, this was prompted in part by the huge spike in deaths in New England and some other northeastern states. But money's going to be spent to track drug traffic on the southwest border, on Navajo lands. But the main money for this pairing of officers and health officials will be in Appalachia, New England, Philadelphia, Camden, New York, New Jersey, and Baltimore, D.C. So kind of in your area. What do you think about a town that's gone further? The police chief in Gloucester, Massachusetts, is essentially saying we're going to give amnesty to addicts who come in. They may be the only town that does this. No arrests, no criminal prosecution if you come in and get treatment. And it's apparently drawn people from around the country.
Well, I know that there's a lot of focus on that department's initiative. I believe that all around the country, the police agencies, sheriff's agencies are doing this already. If someone comes to us and asks for help in any regard, we're going to help them. If somebody reports in and says, I'm an addict, We certainly would try to help them get into treatment. But that is the challenge, is the treatment and rehabilitation programs, their availability, the cost factor, whether or not the police, we could get somebody in there immediately. And that's what it takes.
Yeah, one of the stories we're reporting here is how white-collar heroin addicts who are trying to recover and go into rehab, there's still such a stigma. It's treated as a crime as opposed to an illness, that they can't sometimes go to the methadone clinics to get the methadone they need to recover because of the stigma. So a lot to be done here. Tim Cameron, the sheriff in St. Mary's County, Maryland, a member of the Maryland Lieutenant Governor's Heroin Task Force. Sheriff, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.